So I think it is important to establish kind of a concession budget. What can you do? What can't you do, given the legal restrictions in the landlord's loan documents and, frankly, its financial condition? Another issue that it's important to look at least in mixed use and retail projects, is making sure that when you're discussing potential lease amendments, that you consider what I call contract tracing. If you have in a retail project leases with co-tenancy requirements, either hours, days and hours, co-tenancy requirements under which the tenants have an obligation to keep open and operating during certain days and hours in one lease, and then in other leases, other tenants have the right to terminate, to reduce rent, to pay substitute rent. In the event a sufficient number of other tenants are not complying with those co-tenancy day and hour operation requirements, you have a problem. The tenant who would like to cut costs by reducing operating hours, that may help that one tenant, but it may expose the landlord to breach of a co-tenancy condition with another tenant who might be looking for an excuse to get out of a lease at a location that is no longer as profitable as was anticipated due to the COVID situation. So again, it's not just looking at the situation as between the landlord and the tenant. It's important for a landlord looking at making concessions to tenants to look at the other contractual obligations it has, primarily with its lender and with other tenants, to make sure it doesn't make an inadvertent mistake. I think that it's useful to look at your tenants in three categories, just like a doctor looks at a triage situation at potential patients. There are those tenants who will fail with or without any help that the landlord gives. I don't think in most circumstances it makes a whole lot of sense for a landlord to make financial concessions, to spend a lot of time dealing with those tenants. The defaults in those situations are going to come. Sometimes it may help to manage the situation to make the failure happen at a more opportune time from a landlord's perspective, but you have limited time, a limited adjustment budget, and limited resources to deal with that class of tenants. And in most cases, it's not going to work anyway. Then there's those who will survive with or without the landlord's help. I've had a number of clients who've had financially capable tenants, you know, just hop on the give me a break train, and you have to push back. We ask for financials. If it really wasn't necessary to grant concessions, even if other similar businesses, especially restaurants or chains, were asking for concessions, push back. If they don't need the help and the landlord can't afford to give the help, push back, and there's no reason to weaken the landlord's position to help a tenant who doesn't need it. And then there's the class of tenants for whom making certain prudent concessions will affect the viability of the tenant and thus the viability of the landlord's project. So the landlord's objectives first is for itself to stay healthy. The second is to keep its lender happy. And the third is to do those kinds of things that you can do for a tenant that further the first two objectives. And another word of caution, and that is, you know, try to think about what I call, you know, COVID management protocols and communications. As times have gotten more difficult, some landlords or ownership or management groups are trying to cut expenses. They're, you know, laying people off or reducing staff. People are working remotely. things fall through the cracks in circumstances that they did not fall through ordinarily. In some shops, there's one person dedicated to working leases and dealing with tenants who are asking for help. There's another person who deals with the lender and compliance with loan covenants. If those people aren't in good communication with one another, doing something on the lease side will be helping that tenant, but causing the landlord problems in complying with its financial obligations to the landlord. I have a practice that I try to observe. And when I'm dealing with a client, I ask, who has responsibility for that? And have you checked with that person? Instead of the more generic and easier question, which is, has somebody looked at that? I want to know that a particular person has looked at the consent requirements under the loan documents if they're not available to me. I want to know if someone has, checked to make sure that the other leases don't have co-tenancy clauses that would be affected by a change in operating hours in a retail project.